Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I consider this to be your Thanksgiving prep because a lot of you are traveling. A lot of you are doing food prep. Or, as I've heard on the news, people who've waited till the last second to do their grocery shopping are now scrambling to find the last items that they need. And I'll just tell you, from our family to yours, you are not alone. We did our Thanksgiving list on Friday night. Crazy enough, we thought Walmart would be relatively empty on a Friday night around 7 o'clock. Oh no, every single parking space in the lot was accounted for. So that was Friday night. We got the majority of our food then, but of course they were missing a few items. They were out of a few items that we needed. And so we had to then go to our local grocery store on Sunday. My husband goes, he picks up most of what we need, at least what is left on the list. Can't find one item, so has to go to a different store. That's three grocery store trips right there. On Tuesday morning, so this morning, I was planning on going back to Walmart to get a couple things that I needed fresh. Fresh vegetables, couple of fresh fruits, and then also some milk because we are out of milk. But I was real tired. Monday was kind of a crazy day. And so I didn't sleep much. So I ended up not going. But we needed rotini for dinner on Tuesday evening. So what does my other half do? He goes to the grocery store again. That's four trips. And now on Wednesday morning, when I get off work, I'm going a fifth time. So we had set an over-under, a line at three, on how many extra times we would have to head to the grocery store after we did that first big trip, and we're now far over. I wouldn't be surprised if we ended up going again, if we ended up needing another trip even beyond that one, which is crazy. But that's what family members are in town for, so they can run to the local grocery store and get you what you need. This is our Thanksgiving prep show. This is the show that keeps you company while you are traveling. Maybe you are packing at the last minute, getting ready to travel. Maybe you've already hit the road, which is the report. What I've heard is that a ton of people are already getting away. My brother's family, they were driving late on Tuesday to Toledo, and so they were already on the road. Tuesday has really become the getaway day, and it can be good news or it can be bad news from the airports. I know in some places There are shortages of air traffic controllers. And so for that reason, people are bracing for their flights to be delayed even ahead of time. But these next few days, Wednesday and Sunday specifically, are considered the busiest travel days of the entire year. And it really does play out this way because Thanksgiving's always set. It's a four-day weekend for the vast majority of people. I'm not saying that people don't work on the weekend, of course, because some people do. And there's a lot of football going on, so we'll at least be paying attention to football. But because it's this built-in holiday, and the vast majority of people who are going on vacation, so not going to see family, so at least 50 miles is the how they determine travelers. Of course, most Americans who are on the move, and it's a record number this year, nearly a quarter of our population is on the move at least 50 miles or farther. The vast majority are going to see family, but there's also a good chunk of society that's heading to a warm locale. So apparently that's what's most popular. Florida, California, other places in the country where people can get warm and enjoy beaches, enjoy amusement parks, enjoy theme parks, that type of thing. It's not something I've ever done on Thanksgiving, but I am glad that we've got travelers in our home and that we'll have an opportunity to put together, I would say, a modest spread. We've got way more food than we do people, that's for sure, but that's the beauty of leftovers. So happy Thanksgiving to you. If you are making a pie at this time, I'd love to hear from you. This will be me come about 18 hours from now, making the desserts and prepping some of the other food for the Thursday extravaganza, the Thursday smorgasbord. A-Law Radio is where you can find me at Amy After Hours. That's our show account, and that's where you can vote for TD of the Week. If you missed the options, we're going to have those again for you before this hour is done. And there's a lot coming up. This might be one of the busiest shows that we have done in 2024, maybe in a few years. Producer Pete and I have packed the schedule, and it wasn't even intended to be this way. It's just as we started to write things out, which I also rarely do. I'm much more fly by the seat of my pants. I'm sure you can't tell. For that reason, we had to write things out. And we had breaking news just a couple of hours ago from Los Angeles where Blake Snell has decided to sign a free agent deal for 5 years, $182 million. So the Dodgers, they strike again. You can't fault them. They are well within the rules, and they recognize that they're becoming a global phenomenon and that they have to spend money to make money. And now that they've won another World Series, second one since 2020, they're making money hand over fist with Shohei Ohtani, with Yamamoto. It's not just about American fans. It's about fans all over the world. And now they add Blake Snell because their biggest, most glaring weakness, now it didn't turn out to be a fatal flaw, but their biggest weakness this year was their pitching staff. They started about two dozen different guys in that rotation. And in the playoffs, they were making bullpen starts, which is crazy. The World Series champion making bullpen starts. Wow. So Blake Snell, they hope, will fill a void for them and has enough left in the tank that he can be a cornerstone, a kingpin. I almost said corner pin. It's like we're bowling. Going to be a corner pin for the Los Angeles Dodgers rotation. So we're going to get to that coming up in 15 minutes. You'll get some reaction. Also, our friend Michael Duarte of NBC LA. We've not had him on the show since Mello was here in studio. By the way, we got away with that. Nobody at all, other than Boomer Esiason, sent me a text. Whose dog was that in studio with you? No one else even asked. Nobody noticed. We put pictures online, Pete, and still, the upper level management didn't even know we had a dog here in studio. So I'm not sure why we needed to be so sneaky and clandestine about it, but
I think we were very upfront about it.
We were very upfront about it. Guess what? I think there's a disaster. I cannot find my chapstick. I can't do an entire show without chapstick. You don't understand. Like, a panic is setting in because I cannot do an entire show without chapstick. I thought I tucked it into one of the pockets in my bag, but I've checked that. I've checked my own pockets the whole time while I'm talking. I've checked each of the pockets of my coat, and I cannot find it. Pete, what am I going to do?
Maybe it's in the other studio.
Maybe. Oh, dear. Okay, don't get distracted. Oh, no. So if I was stranded on a desert island and I could only have one personal item, it would be chapstick. I can't go without without the chapstick because of the chap licks, the lip licks. See what I mean? They're very distracting. What am I going to do? See, the problem is now that we park on the other side of the building, so we are essentially a block away from where our vehicles are parked, and I couldn't even get, there was a stupid truck in our parking zone, so I couldn't even get into our parking zone. Now I can't make it during a commercial break. Oh, no. Okay. I can do this. This is adversity. Confronted with adversity, but I can do this. It's going to be the best show ever. Okay, I'm going to try. Don't lick your lips, Amy. It's going to be okay. I'm thankful for our hump show, which is the middle show of the work week, though atypical for us because we are off the rest of the week, taking the time for family and Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm so excited. My first back-to-back days off since August. Thank you, football. Thank you so much. And so we've got a jam-packed show for you. Are you ready for this? You guys, we've never done this before in the history of After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We have never done a live broadcast on Twitch. But that is happening when we get to our final segment. That is happening. Now, I know you don't all sit and listen or drive and listen or work and listen for 4 hours. Fine. We recognize you can't be with us all night, 4 hours long. Some of you do, though, which is really cool. For those of you who aren't able to catch the live Twix broadcast at 2:40 a.m. Pacific time, 5:40 a.m. Eastern time, we will have the entire segment also packaged and thrown up on our YouTube channel. And it's something that we came up with, we thought would be a fun nod to one of our favorite phenomena in sports, which is the draft, the NFL draft specifically. So we're going to do a Turkey Day draft in which Pete and I will flip a coin at some point to determine who goes first. It's very scientific, you know. It's just like overtime in the NFL. We're going to flip a coin, and unlike the teams that play the Chiefs, each of us gets to see the football. And then we'll have the opportunity to draft the Thanksgiving Day food items that we cannot live without. And P has actually written in a kind of a wild card round where we get to steal from the other person, though you're protected in the first round. So see, it's like an expansion draft where in the first round, you can't have someone steal back. No backsies when it comes to the first round. So it's our Turkey Day draft. And again, we will have this live on Twitch, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNet. So it's the network Twitch, because I don't have a Twitch. I'm not cool. twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNet. And if you want to subscribe to the After Hours YouTube channel, as soon as it is posted to YouTube, you will get an email. They'll let you know that it's there and it's available. So this is our way to celebrate Thanksgiving. I can count on one hand the number of times that I've done any type of a live video from inside the studio. I tried to wear Thanksgiving colors. I don't know if it worked, but you're going to see me attempt to... I can't, Pete. First of all, I don't have chapstick. Second of all, I can't not talk with my hands. So this is your opportunity to see me waving wildly and maybe even unveiling the Amy Lawrence gobble. I told you I've been warbling. Now, but I don't know if I can do it without chapstick. Huh. Okay. It's going to be a challenge. Like I said, we're going to push through adversity. We've lost our quarterback. They've called in the backup. That's me. And no, it's not. And they're going to, I'm going to push through. This is going to make me better for the playoffs. At some point on this edition of the show, we will post the draft items available. We'll post the prospects. We'll post the high-level prospects, the elite prospects that are available in this Turkey Day draft. So make sure you find us online at Amy After Hours, also on our Facebook page. And not only do we have that, but because it is a hump show, it's your chance to ask Amy anything. So this is where you really need to press in to our social, because it's serving as a major compliment to what we're doing here on the show tonight. Hump! So at Amy After Hours on Twix, not Twitch, but Twix. They're two different things. And then on our Facebook page as well, find us on Twitch if you're cool, twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNet. And also, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. It's Easy Peasy After Hours with Amy Lawrence on YouTube. So that way you don't miss out the Turkey Day draft. We've got the latest edition of Knockout, which I've peeked at, but Pete doesn't want me to be prepared for it. It's one of those games that we play where I'm supposed to be off the cuff and not really researching my options.
I you can look at it, but, you know, you shouldn't be deep
studying.
Don't be studying. Right.
We've got Knockout, where Pete asks the questions. We've got Ask Amy Anything, where you ask the questions, but Pete is your mouthpiece. We've got the Turkey Day Draft live on Twitch, later on YouTube. We've got prep for your Thanksgiving Day football extravaganza as well. And that includes Kevin Kugler, a favorite broadcaster from Fox and Westwood One. He's also a Star Wars nerd. So I have prepared a great surprise for him at the end of our conversation, just because it's terrific. He and I can't resist talking about Star Wars at some point anytime he joins the show. So you can't get bored on this show. There's absolutely no way that you won't find us highly entertaining. I've got the latest story about the new addition to the family. Oh, my gosh. So much for indestructible rope toys. They didn't even last 24 hours. Snapped in half by this monster. The poor thing, she gets afraid and she hides behind the coffee table. And then I think she might be part Great Dane, Pete. I'm not kidding. I think she might be part Great Dane. She is enormous and tall and lanky, and yet she's a big baby. She is the sweetest thing ever and scared to death of her own shadow. The Amazon dude came to the door, and I swear she was going to go through the window. We have a surprise for you, by the way. It just happened to be on tape. You're going to die. So there's a lot that you want to There's a lot you can't miss on this edition of the show. There's a lot that you can't afford to tune out and miss on this edition of the show. And straight ahead, that includes Blake Snell to the Dodgers. We'll give you the latest reaction, give you the deets. 855-212-4227. By the way, I enjoyed reading. Well, I enjoyed it. Misery loves company. I enjoyed reading some of your Thanksgiving faux pas and your cooking miscues and mistakes. That was really funny, actually. So I feel much better about making our Thanksgiving turkey. Also, I've decided that I've got a list of what not to do, which is, number one, don't leave the giblets bag in the turkey. Number two, make sure it's completely thawed before you try to stick it in anything hot. Number three, make sure your oven door is secure, because if your oven door falls off in the middle of cooking, that becomes a problem.
Because that happens all the time.
I mean, we have multiple people. And also, make sure you have enough food so if the turkey is a disaster, you've got it covered. All of those things, I feel like, are now making me fully prepared for this Thanksgiving meal. My first as a wifey poo, my first as an in-law. Yes, that's the most important thing, and I'm really excited about it. So 855-212-4227 at Amy After Hours and our Facebook page. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Find Twitch. twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Oh, you guys, this is going to be so much fun.
First pitch, a swing. Fly ball, right center. Moving over is Yastrzemski. He's there. He's got it. And Blake Snell has done it. Snell has thrown a no-hitter for the Giants tonight in Cincinnati.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
With the Giants Radio Network, an iconic moment for the baseball season, but also for Blake Snell as a pitcher for the Giants too. But he is moving to a different team inside the NL West. Wowzers, the Dodgers pick up Blake Snell, the free agent lefty, with a massive contract that is worth $182 million. Now, in baseball, these are fully guaranteed, whether it takes 5 years, whether it's extrapolated out, and it will extend it out, and it's maybe paid out over different times. So the Shohei Ohtani contract, it's one that isn't just paid out during the course of his time with the Dodgers. There's a lot of deferred money that could be the case, too. It seems to be how the Dodgers do business a lot of times. But regardless, he will get the $182 million, including a $52 million signing bonus. And now the World Series champions have another starter that they feel like they can count on to solidify a spot in their lineup or a spot on their roster that had so much movement and transition, revolving door really in 2024. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's hear from longtime, almost said NFL, Major League Baseball GM and front office executive Jim Bowden about this Snell deal through the numbers.
The Boris Corporation was able to negotiate a deal with an average annual value of $36.4 million. Why is that significant? Well, Gerrit Cole had the record previously at $36 million, so it shatters that. The contract has no opt-outs. It's got a $52 million signing bonus, and there are deferrals, so we don't know the net present value of the deal yet. But this, as you mentioned, the first big free agent deal of this offseason so far.
Jim Bowden pointing to the average annual value and does say that it includes deferred money. But why were the Dodgers willing to give him this kind of coin? We know this is what they do in order to make money. They are willing to spend money. They're willing to go for broke. And I've told you before, you win a World Series and it pays you back for all of the money that you've spent, because not only do you get the biggest chunk of the playoff pool, if you will, the money pool that comes in, and I'll explain that here coming up, but you also sell merchandise and you sell tickets and you get more games on TV and all those types of ways that boost the bottom line and add to the revenue. But here, this is crazy. This is your Dodgers nerd alert. Five contracts from LA worth at least $100 million since the start of last offseason, 2023-24. Okay, so at the end of the 23 World Series, through that hot stove, if you will, and then now through this next year slash the early part of this offseason, the rest of Major League Baseball combined has given out five contracts worth at least $100 million. So they've got five, and the rest of baseball have five together. Together. So there's 10, and the Dodgers have five of them. So Snell opted out of the final season of his deal with the Giants, and really it was a two-year deal. So he served one, and now he wants out. And he was able to become a free agent for the second straight year, which means, of course, they're driving up the price for frontline starters. And it also means that he's able to get a deal which includes no opt-outs now. So he's decided he wants to be there in Los Angeles. The team doesn't have the option of bugging out. There is some deferred money, but there's also a nice chunk of change to keep him fully funded until he gets to all that deferred money. And yes, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. A $52 million signing bonus. All right, back to Jim Bowden from CBS Sports HQ. Why were the Dodgers willing to go deep with Blake Snell?
They're really happy about him because even though only twice in his career has he pitched more than 130 innings. Only twice in 9 years. They don't mind because when they get their pitchers, they save them for October. They don't mind how many innings you go in the regular season. They're going to take care of their arms. And so to know that they have Snell and Ohtani and Glasnow coming back next year, they feel like they're going to have one of the best starting rotations in baseball.
Now, you remember, thank you, Jim Bowden from CBS Sports HQ. We'll see. You can say that and it can look that way on paper. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. This year and the last couple years, they've had so many injuries to their starting rotation that it's been piecemeal. They've held it together as best they can with string and knots and duct tape and even brick and mortar, but they even had to make bullpen starts in the World Series. So a lot of times their offense was what was keeping them afloat, but Dave Roberts managed the playoffs and his pitching staff to perfection. I can't even fathom anyone doing it better than what he did in this postseason. He really did make all the right moves. Well, most of the right moves. It's not like they ran the table, but he was able to pull out the right people, to put the right guys out there, and they were all hands on deck. And that, to me, shows you the chemistry of this club. It shows you, of course, the commitment to winning, the commitment to preparation for these guys. Whenever they were asked to make a start or go in and pitch it at a juncture in the game or in a way that was unconventional or something they weren't used to, they did it anyway, and they were proud to be a part of what the Dodgers were doing. So that kind of indicates, again, leadership as well as the coaching and the managing of the bullpen and the starting rotation. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So the Dodgers were able to get a full postseason share. Okay, so share it is referring to the amount of money that is distributed to each of baseball's clubs, each of baseball's teams, the franchises, because they make more money during the playoffs, right? So the pool of $129.1 million comes from the expanded playoffs, third season with the expanded playoffs, and it set a record. So baseball was able to divvy up to its member clubs, 30 of them, $129.1 million, which, by the way, if you're keeping score at home, that's more than $22 million, or $21 million higher than a year ago. So baseball is making money hand over fist now and has tapped into a variety of ways that they can make money. But as I've told you in the past, the reason why the playoff expansion not only happened, but it is probably going to be a reality even more so in the future. It's why the NFL has done it. It's why basketball and hockey do it, because you make money with these broadcasts on TV during the playoffs. You don't make money on regular season broadcasts. The money comes from the number of games you have on national TV in the postseason in October. And so with more games on TV, baseball is making more money. The Dodgers, they are totaling, oh my gosh, well, they're giving shares out to the number of people that are in the organization that they want to reward for being part of this World Series campaign. So they've got 79 full shares, meaning 79 people who will earn $477,000 plus. So that's what they get as a reward, quote unquote, as a bonus, as an incentive for winning the World Series. They get, yeah, they get all this extra money that they will then distribute to various people who are part of the organization. So 79 full shares, and then a bunch of people who are getting a smaller piece of the pie, if you will. But yeah, this is, it's crazy the money that you make if you're a World Series champion or if you get into the postseason. And the Dodgers turn around, they spend that money. And according to producer Pete, it's not as much money deferred to Blake Snell. It's actually nothing near the contract that Shohei Ohtani had, in which he's getting like $60 million deferred. But he did that to help the club, right? He did that because he doesn't need the money, A. B, because he wants the club to be able to spend that money on other pieces, which seems a lot like Shohei Ohtani. But you came across $16 million for Blake Snell?
No, it's 60.
Oh, 60.
60, but Ohtani's is like much more than that per season.
Oh, per season. Got you. I misunderstood. Okay, so right. $60 million of the 182 that would be deferred is what we've heard of the reports. And Snell is now making his way through the NL West. Remember, he won the Cy Young with the Padres in 23. He won that with the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's see. How long ago was it with the Rays in the American League?
The 2020 season was the year
That's right. They went to the World Series in Texas. So he won it with the Rays. He won it with the Padres in 23. He was with the Giants in 24. Now he's with the Dodgers for 25 and beyond. And yeah, he maybe got a slow start last year. Remember, he wasn't happy with the contract he really wasn't happy with the process, but he wasn't happy with the contract that he got. He held out That's a classic move from a Scott Boras client. He held out. He held out. He didn't like what he got. He settled for I'm using my air quotations, for a 2-year deal that would allow him to opt out after 1 year and hit the free agent market again. But he missed most of spring training for that reason, and it really did affect him moving forward into the start of the 24 season. His ERA, and I didn't remember this, I just knew that he struggled, but I was reading, his ERA was better than 9.5 for the first half dozen starts because the fact that he really didn't have a run-up. So he did end up on the injured list, all kinds of issues, didn't have nearly the same type of season that he did in 23, but second half of the season, he was a lot better. So the Giants, they are unable to keep him. The Giants' loss is the Dodgers' gain, which I know between those two fan bases, there's a lot of yapping and no love lost, to be sure. Coming up a little bit later, we'll head to Los Angeles and get the reaction from Michael Duarte of NBC LA. For now, you can find me online at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, and don't forget, find us live on Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNet. The final segment of the show, we've got our Turkey Day draft. A little bit like an NFL draft. This could go horribly wrong. Pete and I may never speak to each other again. So we're going to get down to gamesmanship here about who gets the best dishes on the table.
I think if someone uses that wild card, that's where it'll get.
Oh, yeah.
Only one person gets to use that wild card, just to clarify.
Your TD of the week candidates, if you haven't heard them, they're ahead. And also Jerry Jones, could he keep Mike McCarthy past the 24 season? You know he likes to jerk us around. Here's our latest sports update, and here's Pat Boyle.
Infinity Sports Network Sports Flash.
All right, Amy, we're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Just when you think they can't get any better, think again. The Dodgers are signing 2-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell to a 5-year contract reportedly worth $182 million. Much different offseason for Snell than last year when he didn't sign until late in spring training after winning the Cy Young Award with the Padres and only inking a 2-year contract with the Giants because he didn't like any of the other offers he got. Well, after a rocky start to the season and 2 stints on the IL, Snell was dominant from July on and now joins the reigning champions. His signing bonus is $52 million. NBA Cup, KD returned after a 7-game absence because of a calf strain and lit up the Lakers.
Suns with numbers. Jones, left wing, Durant, open for 3. He got another one. Kevin Durant, 3 for 5 from downtown tonight. 17, and the Suns have their biggest lead up to 14.
Suns radio the call. Durant finished with 23. Phoenix also got Bradley Beal back from injury. They crushed LeBron and L.A., 127-100. Elsewhere, Giannis out with a knee injury, so Damian Lillard pointed to his wrist and proceeded to drop 37 points and hand out 12 assists. Milwaukee 6 wins in a row now to get back to 500. They beat the Heat 106-103. And Wemby had 34 points and 3 blocks. Spurs beat the Jazz 128-115. College football playoff rankings, it's the same top 4 as last week. Oregon at number 1, Ohio State 2, Texas is at 3, and Penn State is number 4. Notre Dame moves up to 5, while Indiana's first loss of the season, falling to the Buckeyes, pushes them back to 10. College hoops, save at the buzzer in Vegas. Any dice?
They sprint up the floor football style. James to play it in. Looking, looking, looking. Can't find anybody. Gets it into the big fella. Knipple for the tie. It misses! And KU wins! The Jayhawks survive the loss of Dickinson and grind it out in the end.
Kansas radio, the final call. The top-ranked Jayhawks indeed survive number 11 Duke 75-72 to stay unbeaten. And fourth-ranked Auburn finishes off number 12 UNC 85-72 in Maui. I'm Pat Boyle.
855-212-4227. That's the number to get in touch with us, the Infinity Sports Network. Give us a call. 855-212-4227. It's a Touchdown Tuesday on After Hours.
Firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Takes it himself to the pylon.
1 minute to beat 10. He's gone.
They throw in the end zone. Touchdown. Made a guy miss. He's inside the 5. He's to the 3-2-1. Touchdown.
Southern Salting into the end zone. Touchdown.
To cast your vote for the TD of the Week, give us a call at 855-212-4227. The Dallas Cowboys.
Turpin fields the kick. Deep dances and running it out. Left to the 30, to the 40, to midfield. Turpin's got the Jets going. 10-5. Touchdown by the league's leading kickoff returner. And everybody's hanky is in its pocket.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
In the pistol with Barkley behind them. What a bet he gives it to Barkley. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Arizona went hurry up. They're doing the same thing now. Right back to the line of scrimmage on fourth and one at the 40. Murray under center this time. Play fake. Murray's going to try to get it. He's going to run far side. He's going to dump it over the top. Intercepted. Kobe Bryant. Far sideline. He's got the blockers. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Seahawks.
The Tennessee Titans.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. From the 30, Levis in the gun with Pollard on his right hip. Play fake. Levis firing downfield. Complete. Okonkwo 40, 50. Okonkwo 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. End zone.
Touchdown, Titans. Chig Okonkwo, his first touch, goes for 70 and a big 6. Oh, my.
I love hearing those big moments back. Gives me a thrill and fires me up for the following weekend, which actually starts early. This week, we've got the triple header on Thanksgiving Day. So, yes, Thursday football, but about 12 hours earlier than what we're used to. So, sometimes people miss the first game with a Thanksgiving lunch, maybe have the game on in the background for that second game. Since we do not watch football while we eat, we're planning it during Giants and Cowboys because I don't care about that game. I can actually say that because I'm not working Thursday night. Woohoo! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, your chance to vote for the TD of the Week. Last couple hours of the voting. So look it up at Amy After Hours or at A-Law Radio. I retweeted not that long ago. Eagles, Merrill Reese, Saquon Barkley, a record 300-plus yards from scrimmage as the Eagles won their seventh in a row and stay on top of the NFC East. Brad Sham for the Cowboys Radio Network. They're not on top of the NFC East, but they are playing on Thanksgiving, right smack dab in the middle of the day. Kevontae Turpin, what a moment for him. He drops the ball. He stumbles backward. He nearly steps on the opposing end line, only to race 99 yards through traffic for a TD. What a game that was. What did Mike McCarthy call it? Yahtzee? Like a game of Yahtzee between the Commanders and the Cowboys in D.C. Then you've got Mike Keith calling the go-ahead TD for Chig Okonkwo, 70 yards. You want to talk about a shocker. It's the first time he touched the ball all game, I believe. And the Titans are able to upset the Texans in Houston after that score with the defense and limiting C.J. Stroud. And then finally, Kobe Bryant, a 69-yard pick six returned for the Seattle Seahawks. Steve Rabel with the call, and he does it in the second half when there were no offensive touchdowns between the Hawks and the Cards. So again, you've got time left to vote while you're there on social. You can also send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. I dare say producer Pete will be looking for Thanksgiving questions, but we're not going to overdo it because we do have the After Hours Thanksgiving Day draft, or as I've been calling it, kind of a nickname, the Turkey Day draft. We'll go six rounds, and it's going to be broadcast live on Twitch TV. So twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. If you go to our show Twix, not Twitch, if you go to our show Twix account, you'll see the link there. Later, we'll put it up on YouTube so that you can watch it at your own leisure. But there are the categories and the instructions for the Turkey Day draft. Now, I asked Pete, should we put this on the clock? And he said, no, we'll be moving because it's the last segment of the show before we take our Thanksgiving break. And we'll be ready to get the heck out of Dodge. No, that's not why. We'll be mindful of the clock and know that we want to finish with this. And also, I will be anxious to get off of the live broadcast, and so I'll want to be done with it. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones made his weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan, our Dallas affiliate. Sean and RJ, who are not hired or paid by Jerry to do this segment, they asked him, what is the possibility that you bring back Mike McCarthy after this debacle of a season to continue coaching in 2025?
Well, I don't think that's crazy at all. That's not crazy. And listen, Mike McCarthy is an outstanding coach. I was listening to the game last night, watching it, and Aikman was talking about it, and he's reiterated that several times publicly, this Super Bowl winning coach. And Mike McCarthy has been there, done that. He's got great ideas. So bottom line is that in no place in my body language or anything else have you seen indications about what we're going to be doing relative to this staff at the end of this year.
How would you feel about that, Cowboys fans? I actually agree with Jerry Jones that Mike McCarthy is a great coach. I don't have any issues with him as a coach. I know that last season was terrific, and people were raving about the Cowboys, and they were the NFC East winners, and they had won every game at home, and Dak Prescott was an MVP candidate, and CeeDee Lamb was being hailed as one of the best wide receivers in football, and Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence and Trayvon Diggs, who was hurt last year. And I know they didn't bring back all the pieces that could have kept that band back together, and they did not address the run game. But I'm asking you a serious question here. How is that Mike McCarthy's fault? How is it Mike McCarthy's fault that they didn't sign a running back? Tony Pollard, and I'm not telling you he's an elite level running back. He's not Derrick Henry, but Tony Pollard he's doing work like he's been doing. He's doing it for the Titans now. He had 120 yards rushing this past weekend, and he was a big key for them in that victory against Houston that we just referenced. I know he dealt with some injuries, but I thought Tony was one of those guys that you could ask to do anything, and all he cared about was being part of it and winning. So if nothing else, why not bring back Pollard? If nothing else, go out and address that position. How is it Mike McCarthy's issue that the offensive line has had a revolving door?
Mike McCarthy.
How is it Mike McCarthy's issue that they let some of their best players who became free agents go to other teams? I'm not saying he's perfect. There's no such thing. And maybe it is time for a different voice, but that's not what you're hearing inside the locker room. That's not what you saw on the sidelines against the Commanders. They don't have their starting quarterback. They've missed a ton of Pro Bowl time to injuries. And while every team deals with that, I don't know how you can blame Mike McCarthy for the fact that their roster doesn't have all of the holes filled. Now, generally, the head coach does end up bearing the brunt, and he is a lame duck coach, if you will, meaning he doesn't have a contract past this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's gone. I wouldn't be surprised if Jerry wants to make a change. I just don't know that you can even remotely lay all of this at his feet. And I do appreciate how he handles his business as well. He was asked about Jerry's comments, of course.
Well, I mean, I really haven't talked about it all year, so I mean, definitely not going to start on a short week in an important division game. But I'm not going to throw away positive vibes either, so I'll keep them coming. But that's all good. But that's not something I'm really focused on.
Game since situational extravaganza.
He called it like a game of Yahtzee.
I mean, it's like Yahtzee.
I think he's maintained a good sense of humor. I know he's frustrated. Lots of guys are frustrated. But he was out there celebrating with his team when they won on Sunday. The highs and the lows. The roller coaster ride that was this game against the Commanders. I know it seems like a foregone conclusion that he's going to get bounced. But if Jerry Jones will say, it's not crazy, then you're telling me there's a chance. Coming up next, Kevin Kugler of Fox and Westwood One. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.